an informational podcast for graduate students in the College of Music at Michigan State University. My name is Susan Hoekstra, graduate advisor and your host. For those of you who will be working on a graduate degree, whether a master's or doctoral degree, beginning this fall, welcome. Between our esteemed faculty, stunning ensembles, and soon-to-be new facilities, you will experience outstanding growth as a professional and connect with other musicians from across the world. This podcast will give you some basic information about advising, degree requirements, orientation exams, ensembles, certificates, and career guidance. Most, if not all, of this information is also available on our College of Music website. You may also find it very helpful to have access to a computer when you're listening to this podcast. Advising. A mandatory advising session over the phone must be scheduled to help you determine your coursework. Please email Ann Simon in our graduate office at musgrad@msu.edu to set up a time for us to talk. It is very helpful for you to have access to a computer during our advising time. As your graduate advisor, I am here to help you figure out your schedule each year depending on your degree requirements. Please keep in mind that each student has their own background, career goals, and financial considerations, so please be sure to discuss your academic schedule with me and not rely on other students for advising. Degree requirements. MSU offers multiple master's degrees, the PhD in music education, and various DMA degrees. Each program has its own unique requirements. We will go over the requirements for your degree during your advising appointment, but you can also find them in our graduate handbook on our website. You can also find courses listed in the MSU schedule of courses. It is also helpful for you to take a look at the list of theory, history, and elective courses offered through the College of Music next year. You can find this list on our College of Music website under Current Students for Graduate Students, Advising. Orientation exam. All graduate students must take the music theory orientation exam. The only exceptions to this are jazz studies majors or PhD in music education. A big reason this exam is required is to determine if you will need to take a review course before taking MSU's theory courses. There are two parts to the exam, written and oral skills. Students who score below 70% on the written portion of the exam will be required to take Music 200, Introduction to Music Theory, and must complete that course with a grade of 2.0 before enrolling in any other theory course. Students who score below 70% on the oral skills portion of the exam must take Music 201 Oral Skills Review. A student must complete this course with a grade of 2.0 or better, but may take the course concurrently with their first music theory course as long as they do not have to take Music 200. Please keep in mind that if you need to take Music 200 or Music 201, those credits do not count towards the degree's requirement credits needed for your degree. In order to understand and prepare for the exam, be sure to look online on the College of Music website under For Current Students, For Graduate Students, Info for New Students. There you will find a review sheet that will help you know what to expect on the exam. The exam is scheduled for Sunday, August 25th, 2019. Ensembles. As part of a comprehensive music degree, students need to participate in music activities. For degree requirements, most master's degree students require participation of at least 2 semesters in a major ensemble. Jazz students require participation not only in jazz orchestra, but jazz octet and jazz combo. DMA students do not have an ensemble requirement for degree. However, please listen carefully. Although your degree requirements may not require you to be in an ensemble, most students who are in scholarship, fellowship, or some other kind of funding will be required to participate in an ensemble. Be sure to look at your scholarship letter carefully or talk this over with your private teacher. Also, you don't have to register for the ensembles for credit, but you do have to audition. For audition information, please refer to the MSU College of Music website under Info for New Students, or you can Google the appropriate ensemble. MSU Schedule of Courses. You can find courses in the MSU Schedule of Courses, along with a list of theory, history, and elective courses in music, on our website. Please take a look at this schedule prior to your advising appointment. Once you have completed your advising appointment, you physically need to register for classes. To do that, you must get your NET ID. To get your NET ID, you must have your PID number and PAN number. Your PID number starts with the letter A and has 8 numbers. This is your ID number. The PAN is your access number and is 4 numbers. You should have received these numbers when you were admitted to MSU. To get your NET ID, Google MSU NET ID and it will walk you through the process. Once you have gotten your NET ID, you are ready to register. When you register for courses, you will be registering for both fall and spring. To register, you will need to visit the MSU Registrar's Office page. If you Google MSU RO, you will find it. Click on Enrollment and Registration, and it will lead you through the process. Even though we may have discussed what courses for you to take, you are not officially enrolled until you register. Again, remember, when you register for courses, you will be registering for both fall and spring. MSU's College of Music also offers a variety of certificates you may want to consider. These certificates can be done concurrently with your degree. Often, courses for these certificates can be taken as electives for your degree. The certificates we offer include Graduate Certificate in Music Theory, Graduate Certificate in College Teaching, Graduate Certificate in Music Career Development. If you are interested in any of these certificates, please let me know during our advising appointment so we can include them when selecting courses. Career Advising. MSU's College of Music offers career advising, workshops, entrepreneurial opportunities, courses, and experiential learning activities through the Running Start program directed by Christine Beamer. After academic advising, each student should plan to set up an appointment with Christine by emailing her at beamerch@msu.edu. In closing, please know that we send you important information via email. This includes important dates and deadlines. Please read through those emails carefully. You can also find a lot of information on our website under For Graduate Students with a sidebar of Info for New Students. And of course, there is The Scoop, our informational podcast, which is also a source of help to you. As a reminder, be sure to set up a phone appointment with Ann Simon in our graduate office by emailing her at musgrad@msu.edu. Classes often fill up quickly, so the sooner you have your appointment, the more likely it is that you will be able to get the classes you really want. All students who begin their program in the fall must be registered for both fall and spring by July 19th in order to avoid a late fee. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your summer. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.